From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Columbia City Council approved streetlight improvements yesterday for Cass Drive, the Bellwood subdivision, and the East Campus neighborhood. KBIA's Beatrice Costa-Lima has more.
Three new streetlights will be placed along West Broadway near Reedsport Ridge and one on Cass Drive between Rice Road and Mohawk Avenue. 36 streetlights in East Campus will be upgraded from mercury vapor bulbs to brighter LEDs. University of Missouri senior Justin McDonald told council members that this is a good start, but there's still more work to be done. McDonald helped organize a walk last fall to review the area with students and stakeholders. Tim Wade owns property in East Campus, and he went on the walk. He says they found dark voids in the neighborhood.
And these were basically light deserts where there was no lighting. There was no lighting pole.
McDonald researched the issue and found that students have been concerned about East Campus for years, but those concerns die off once they graduate. He says he plans to form a committee that would advocate for students and work with the city and stakeholders. City staff will conduct another study to compare the light levels before and after the improvements, and will have a follow-up report next fall. Beatrice Costa-Lima, KBIA News.
Municipal elections are being held today in Columbia. According to the Columbia Missourian, Columbia residents will vote to elect two members of the City Council, two members for the Columbia School Board, and one member of the Boone Hospital Center Board of Trustees. For the second ward post, incumbent Michael Trapp is running against Paul Love. For the 6th Ward post, Betsy Peters is running for re-election unopposed. Voters will also be asked whether to approve a $30 million bond issue that would be used in part to finish a middle school being built in Southern Columbia. The bond issue would not require a tax increase. Polls are open until 7 p.m. today. A bill is being heard today in the State House Judiciary Committee, which would prevent 17-year-old defendants from being tried for minor and nonviolent offenses in adult courts. According to the Columbia Missourian, Missouri's Senate Bill 793 would require children under the age of 18 to be prosecuted in juvenile court for most criminal offenses, unless the child is certified as an adult. The 17-year-olds charged with more serious and violent crimes could still be tried as adults. In the past, many states routinely tried 17-year-olds as adults, but in recent years, a majority of those states have passed laws requiring courts to process 17-year-olds in juvenile court. Missouri is one of five states that has yet to do so. The bill was approved unanimously in the Senate and will head to the House floor if the committee votes to approve the bill. A state audit has found $2 million in potential inaccuracies in Missouri's financial reports of its unemployment insurance program. State Senator Nicole Galloway's office released a report of the audit today. It points to a new $40 million tracking system as the cause of several of the financial reporting problems. Her office says the system was not fully developed or tested before it was put into place. As a result, the audit shows the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations made at least $134,000 in overpayments to unemployed people. In a response included in the audit, the agency agreed with that finding and said it would address it. The audit covers July 2016 to June 2017. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.